Welcome to Positively Autistic, Autism, God's Bright Kids. Here on this radio show, you will find encouragement in the midst of the challenge of autism. We will share stories of how God works in the midst of those affected by autism, as well as how He uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Because there is hope, there is life, there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. And here is your host, Dana Susan Beasley.
I am your host, Dana Susan Beasley, and welcome to Autism God's Bright Kids. It's Monday, March 27th, and I'm recording this show in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where today is spring and tomorrow is probably back to winter. So for today's show, I am going to play for you an informal discussion that I have with my nephew and his wife, and I recorded it the other day in Albuquerque, New Mexico. For spring break, Sam and I traveled down to Albuquerque, and we spent 5 or 6 days with family down there. We went to a wonderful musical that my other nephew was, or one of my other nephews was in, and he was really funny and brilliant. And then my sister directed the musical. It was Sound of Music. So saw a lot of family, and we hiked up to a cave and back. It was a mile. So we had a good time, and now it's back to reality. So much to do. It's making my head spin, quite literally, actually. So anyway, and the other thing that happened is while we were visiting with my nephew, Nathan, and we were discussing plans for when they move up here and some exciting developments will happen, and it's going to be really fun. So great things on the horizon. So what I'm going to do is go to a commercial break and come back and start with the interview. Oh, and also, I was having a really difficult time recording this on my phone. So what's going to happen is at the end is going to fade out into a commercial break, and then we'll have to continue the conversation and have that available next week. We tried the interview like 3 or 4 times, and my phone was doing all sorts of weird things. So that's the problem with doing it off-site. Okay, so when I come back, we will be on with Nathan. Autism. We hear about it more and more. To families and individuals, it can be devastatingly hard. What can we do to help? And if you are affected by autism, how can you find hope? Hi, I'm Dana Susan Beasley, and I am the publisher of an upcoming book, Angels in the Midst, Rising Above Autism and Asperger's. I understand about autism, as my son and husband have Asperger's. It is challenging. But I also know that God can work in the midst of these challenges. God can use ordinary people to bring hope to those facing this challenge. But I need your help. I need your stories, your artwork, poetry, and videos, especially from autistic children. I need sponsors, and I am looking for worthy organizations to donate a portion of the proceeds to. Come along with me on this journey. Join me and get involved at riseaboveautistic.com. Again, riseaboveautistic.com. There is hope, there is life, and there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Dana Susan Beasley with Autism, God's Bright Kids. And I am sitting here with three wonderful, funny people who are giving me all sorts of weird looks. But I am here with my nephew, Nathan Creed, and his wife, Jaden, and actually my son, Sam. And we are in Albuquerque, New Mexico right now, but we kind of got to get through this podcast quickly because Sam and I have to pack and leave early in the morning to go back home. And also we're throwing tennis balls. So this will be a really interesting podcast. So, but we are going to be talking about a very serious subject. And so it's kind of actually pretty good that we put some humor into this. But we're going to be talking about depression. And that's a subject, a topic that many, many people deal with. But in particular, those who have the challenge of autism. So, Nathan, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience with depression. Oh, and before you do, let me give you that disclaimer. We're not doctors, we're not psychologists, we're not psychiatrists. So, you know, we're just average people giving our own experiences, and so don't take any of this as advice, yada, yada, yada. Okay, go.
Okay, so growing up, as I've covered in other podcasts with Dana, is I grew up as schizophrenic. And I've had schizophrenia for literally pretty much my whole life, as far as we can tell. It wasn't until my eighth year that my mom started to suspect that I had schizophrenia because I couldn't maintain academic knowledge. You know, no matter what I did, I couldn't learn like history, writing, English, anything that I tried to cover, no matter what I did, I couldn't learn it unless I was taught the same thing every single day, all the time. It had to be really extreme repetition learning for me to learn it. And so it made it very hard for me because I felt like there was something wrong with me. I felt like I felt stupid. I felt like I wasn't as smart as other people. My friends and my other peers, they'd all make fun of me because I was so unlearned and I didn't know a lot of things that they thought was common knowledge. And so through all that, I came to kind of learn a lot about depression because with schizophrenia, in my case, it got to a point where I felt every day like there was something wrong with me, and I felt like there's a lot wrong with my life, but I didn't know exactly what it was. And I think that's a major thing for a lot of people with depression, is that depression isn't just one thing. Depression is the effect of many different negative emotions and traumatic memories and a bunch of other things that all come together in the subconscious mind that you may not be aware of because you're not focusing on it, you may not remember it, and for all these different reasons, depression sets in. It makes you feel low, it makes you feel sad, makes you feel pain, makes you feel lost, you know, in a major way, lost.
Anger?
Yeah, anger. Anger, definitely. In my case, anger was a big part of my life for a long time because, number one, one of the major reasons why I had such a hard time with depression and other things was because I was gluten intolerant.
Autism. We hear about it more and more. To families and individuals, it can be devastatingly hard. What can we do to help? And if you are affected by autism, how can you find hope? Hi, I'm Dana Susan Beasley, and I am the publisher of an upcoming book, Angels in the Midst, Rising Above Autism and Asperger's. I understand about autism, as my son and husband have Asperger's. It is challenging. But I also know that God can work in the midst of these challenges. God can use ordinary people to bring hope to those facing this challenge. But I need your help. I need your stories, your artwork, poetry, and videos, especially from autistic children. I need sponsors, and I am looking for worthy organizations to donate a portion of the proceeds to. Come along with me on this journey. Join me and get involved at riseaboveautistic.com. Again, riseaboveautistic.com. There is hope, there is life, and there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. Listening to Autism, God's Bright Kids. And I just want to give a shout out to Positively Autistic for giving me this platform to do this show. I really enjoy it, and I hope that it helps encourage and inspire you. And I also just want to thank my sponsors, and you can find all of these on my website, riseaboveautistic.com. I want to thank Kelly Thomason with Plexus. I want to thank Clarinda Oleslager with Young Living Essential Oils and Annie Eskelson with AshesGift.com. She wrote a wonderful series called the Ashes Gift Series. So you can find all their links on my website on the right-hand column. Just click on the graphics and it will take you to those links. And also, I just wanted to highlight that, yes, I am looking for a project manager / sales person, and this is a paid commission job. So if this is something that might interest you, please email me at info@angelarts.biz, and I would love to talk to you about it, because my vision is to have this book published by April 2018, and I want to use it as a platform to give back to the community, to give to worthy organizations that help those who are affected by autism. And I also have a vision of many books, not just this one. So it could be an ongoing job that could bring you a lot of satisfaction and personal and career growth. So that's that. And I also wanted to mention that I have some autism awareness products that were created with a painting that my son did. And you could find that at angelartsboutique.com. It's completely different than the mainstream kind of puzzle look that the autism awareness is famous for. It's completely different. And I like to think of it more as autism acceptance, because I consider myself an autism acceptance advocate. So don't forget to go to angelartsboutique.com. And next week, I will work on another installment so we can continue this discussion on depression, a very, very important discussion to have. And we'll continue that next week. So thank you for listening to today's episode, and be sure to tune in to next Monday at 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Together, we will reach new heights in our lives and beyond, because there is hope, there is life, there is love, even in the midst of autism. Blessings to you. This is Dana Susan Beasley signing off.